Suffering from an unprecedented heat wave that is sweeping over large swaths of Europe, Greece has made the decision to shutter the Acropolis of Athens, an archaeological site of global significance, during the most scorching hours of the day. This decision was announced by Greece's Minister of Culture, Lena Mindoni, during her appearance on the ERT public television network this Friday. The Acropolis, a renowned monument and national treasure, will close its gates to the public between 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. local time to ensure the safety of workers and visitors. According to the minister's statements, this initiative is highly likely to be extended into the following day. Despite the forecast temperatures in Athens peaking at 40 degrees Celsius to 41 degrees Celsius over the weekend, the minister has stated that temperatures at the top of Acropolis Hill are usually higher and therefore more oppressive. In an official communique, the Athens Ephorate of Antiquities also announced the suspension of visits during these hours of blistering heat. However, other historical sites in the vicinity, such as the ancient Agora and the ancient cemetery of Kerameikos, will remain accessible. The decision to close has taken some visitors by surprise, especially in the absence of clear communication on the Acropolis website. Sonja Ivković, a Serbian tourist and human resources director, expressed her disappointment to AFP, while nevertheless underlining her intention to return later in the day. Similarly, Emily Den, an Australian doctor, voiced her surprise but acknowledged the closure was understandable in light of the extreme temperatures. The Acropolis, typically open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time, has seen a significant uptick in the number of visitors in recent months. Greece is accustomed to such weather conditions and has therefore adopted various measures to cope with this first summer heatwave striking the country. The Red Cross has been deployed at the foot of the Acropolis to distribute bottles of water and assist tourists who might succumb to heatstroke or dehydration. Awnings have also been installed to provide sun shelter for the thousands of visitors who come to admire the Parthenon, a gem of the classical era. Nonetheless, these measures do not mitigate concerns over the threat of wildfires, exacerbated by the heat wave. Last summer, the country was ravaged by forest fires triggered by an exceptional heat wave. The Acropolis, which attracted more than 3 million visitors last year, had also been obliged to close its doors during the hottest hours of the day. With AFP.